Yeah, perfect.
Okay, my name is Hinson Calabrese. I was born in England, up in the Northumberland County. All coal mines up there. Came from a coal mining family. We came to Canada in 1925, January. I happened to have Christmas on the boat coming over. I don't remember it, because I was only four. The first thing I remember about Canada is in Moncton. And it was a terrible cold day, I remember that. Of course, having come from England, it was quite a change in the weather. And the coldest thing I always remember was getting into bed. They had sheets on the bed. And they were just like getting into two ice clampers. It was terrible. But that's the only thing I remember about it. But anyway, we landed in a place called Minto, New Brunswick. My father, of course, worked in the mines. And that's where I got a little bit of schooling I did get. That's where I got it. And I started in the coal mines as a boy, 13 years old.
13, wow.
And I spent about 8 years in New Brunswick working in the mines. And when the war broke out, and by the way, in those years in New Brunswick, there was no unions.
Okay.
We had no union until 1937.
Okay.
And that's when we became affiliated with the UMW. Prior to that, of course, there was no checkoff, or there was no doctors, there was nothing, absolutely nothing. If you got sick or anything, that was your own hard luck. So, when the war broke out in 39, my friends started joining the army. And I went, tried to get in the army. Of course, they found out I had a perforated eardrum. Couldn't get in the army. So my friends were keep going away, and I was getting feeling sorry for myself. There's no none of my buddies around. And I had cousins here in Donkin.
Okay.
And one of them came up to visit. And going to Moncton from our place, there was a long wait for a train. So my mother suggested I go down with my cousin and wait, keep her company. So I did. There about 4 hours, I guess, waiting for the train. But we got on talking about mining. She was telling me that her brother worked in a place in Caledonia, and the seam of coal was 6 feet high. And here I am in New Brunswick working in less than 2 feet of height. So it sounded pretty good. And everybody gone that I knew. So I said, I wonder if I went down there, could I get work? Well, why don't you come down and find out? So that's how I happened to land in Cape Breton, with nothing but my clothes I had on my back.
You just got on the train.
And anyway, I got work in Caledonia, to make a long story short. And I worked, and all my life, I loaded coal mostly. And we were under this checkoff course at that time.
Okay. So
checkoff started in the early, I would say it was before the turn of the century, around that era. Because through the checkoff, that's how we got our hospitals here in Glace Bay. Sydney, of course, they did the same, the steel workers. We were the instigators of building the hospitals through a checkoff. And then you paid your doctor that way too. Now, this was in 1941 when I started, and I got injured a few times in the mines. And
what would happen when you got injured? Would the doctor come down?
The doctor didn't come down the mine because it wasn't that bad of an injury.
Okay.
And there was very few doctors did, but there was one here in Glace Bay did.
Which doctor was that?
Yeah, it's a. He didn't have to be happen to be my doctor. You see, you paid a certain doctor, and he wasn't my doctor. But anyway, my first major injury was in 1948.
What happened?
It was a fall of coal off the side. We were working in what we called a room. Now, a room was just a tunnel in the mine. and you leave pillars of coal on either side to mm-hmm. hold up the remainder of the stone. And a large piece of coal came off the side, and it drove me underneath the box, smashed my leg, shoulder. I was pretty badly broke up. Anyway, I got out of there. They cut me out in the hospital, and I was in the hospital for about 3 months.
Which hospital did you subscribe to?
Old Glace Bay General. And the care I got was unbelievable. I mean, there was no better care today than what we had. We didn't have the stuff to work with, mm-hmm. but the people that were there gave me real good care. Mm-hmm. And I remember my doctor's name was Overworth. Mm-hmm. He was a German. He had been in the army, and that's where he got a lot of his... Then two or three of the doctors that looked at me suggested amputating my leg. Mm-hmm. It was that badly mangled.
Wow.
But he said, no, we're going to save his leg. And he did. I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was off work about 12 months.
Wow, a long time.
And all the time I was off, I had complete doctor and hospital care through checkoff. And I think at that time it was around 40 cents a week.
For both or for the doctor?
No, that was for doctor. If that's pay slip, it'll tell you exactly, but I think it's...
It was 40, yep.
40 in the hospital.
And 70, I think, for the hospital.
70, no, that was for union dues, wasn't it? Maybe, I'm not mm-hmm. disputing you. I think maybe there were two 40s, dear.
Oh, there could have been, yeah.
Yeah, they were both 40. 40 for hospital and 40 for doctor.
And that was every week you paid that, was it?
Every week, yeah.
Did that ever change?
Not while I worked.
It was always 40 cents?
Yeah.
When did you stop working?
In 1958.
Okay.
And that was another injury.
Mm-hmm.
And they carried me out of the mines that time too, so... I'm not a superstitious person, but getting carried out twice, I didn't want to take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out of the mines.
Did you have relief?
That come in, I was paying a relief association there on that slip, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
30 cents?
Yep.
Yeah, we had relief at that time. But I got compensation, you see, so I didn't come under the relief.
Oh, okay.
When I first worked in the mines, of course, in New Brunswick, we had no compensation.
Mm-hmm.
We had it here in 41. We had those compensation here then.
So how did you pick your doctor?
Well, if you come into a district, or when mm-hmm. I lived in Duncan, well, there was a doctor already there.
Okay.
So I paid that doctor.
Okay.
If you lived in New Aberdeen, or if you lived in different places in Glace Bay, you had different doctors wherever you lived, and if that doctor, as a rule, he took you on his regular.
So there was just one doctor in your area?
Well, in Duncan there was.
There was, okay.
Yeah. But then there were several doctors in Glace Bay. They had different mm-hmm. different areas to look after through the checkoff.
Do you know if people who lived in Glace Bay, was there ever any question on how they picked their doctor, or it was the same thing, was it? Just the area?
Well, I recall one of our doctors, the doctor when I first went over there, died. And we had advertised for another doctor.
Okay.
One of the committees. And we advertised papers and everything like that. And that is how this Dr. Overworth
gotcha.
Happened to come to Duncan.
Okay.
Through our efforts of trying to get a doctor, you know.
So it was the unions that would encourage doctors to come?
Not so much the union. It would be the people in that individual district.
Oh, okay.
You got together and you talked and you put out ads for doctors.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did the doctors work together at all, do you know?
Oh, I think so. Oh, okay. Yes, certainly. If there was some would be a surgeon more like... But in those years, doctors... Now, the doctor, he was a GP, but he operated on my leg.
Mm-hmm.
He
did surgery, too.
He did the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay. How was the pay negotiated for your subscription to the checkoff for medical fees? You said it didn't change very much.
No, I don't think that changed too much through the years, because wages were pretty well the same.
Okay.
I mean, all the years I worked loading coal, while in the pillars, where I was taking out pillars, I was paid 75 cents a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was working in the room and pillar method, I was paid 68 cents a ton.
Wow.
So, and then you had all your off taxes, of course, came off that too. You paid for every bit of equipment you used in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
While you were, that is, on contract loading coal. You bought your shovel, pick, all your blasting powder caps, you bought everything. Safety equipment, you bought it all.
Wow.
And that was deducted from your pay before you
Started.
Yeah. There was a story here that, you know, fellas go into their pay and sometimes, there was very little in it. And there was one guy, I think he was from around, he was from Glace Bay, I just forget his name. But he went to get his pay and there was nothing in it. He had nothing. And they would put a name on him, Mr. Big Pay. And to this day, some of his family are still called by that name.
Oh, really?
Big Pays, yeah. But, I mean, these are a lot of things that happened in coal mine.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Did you ever have to go to see a specialist outside of the community? Were you ever referred out to a different hospital?
Yes. This was later, just before I got out of the mines. I had a swelling on my throat.
Okay.
I had it there for years. But one night I come home from work and my wife said, "It's a big lump on your throat." And I had been to see a specialist in New Brunswick.
Okay.
And he said I had a cyst on the thyroid.
Okay.
And take iodine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, but this night it come right out. And I went to see the doctor, and of course, it was a different doctor there then. I think he was filling in for somebody. But I even forget his name. But I went to see him, and he said right away, he looked at my throat, he said, "You know, that could be cancerous." And I just felt like 2 cents then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he sent me to Halifax and put me in the hospital up there.
How did you get down to Halifax?
Drove.
You drove?
I drove. I had a car then. I drove. My wife and I went up. And it was Dr. Bethune.
Okay.
From the deck. He's the surgeon that looked after me. And they found out that he said, "It's just a cyst." And he, like he said, "If you could take an iodine, I don't think..." But I said, "Is there any way of getting it out of there? So I won't have to bother with it." He said, "Oh yeah, I can take it out." So we operated and took the cyst off, and I never had any more problem with it.
Did you have to pay for your stay in Halifax at the hospital?
No, that was all covered.
Was that covered through the checkoff or something else? Do you know?
This was in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have some kind of medical care.
That was before
they had
the hospital.
General medical care.
Yeah, I think in 58 the hospital care was covered. Was it before that?
Yeah, before that.
It could have been through the government. They might have had it.
They had it. Now I don't know. I know I didn't pay anything.
Okay, so you didn't have to, which is
good. No, I didn't pay anything.
But you were responsible for your drive, I assume.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Getting up and back, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to stay in the hospital, no, I didn't pay for that.
How long were you in the hospital for?
Just 2 weeks.
Two weeks?
No, I wasn't there 2 weeks, but 8 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which of your family members were covered under the checkoff system for health care?
Well, they were all covered.
So your children?
The children were 40 cents covered the family.
Okay. What about extended family? If you had someone come to visit, did you ever have that happen?
No, I can't say that I did. Okay. I don't know how that would have worked.
You don't know how that would have worked?
I think probably you'd have to pay for the visit.
Okay.
And I think that time it was around $2.
Okay.
$3.
For a normal visit?
Yeah.
Do you know what would happen if a miner retired, or maybe when you retired, were you still covered under the system?
Oh, no.
So then you were responsible for paying?
Well, in 58, see, that's when this
mm-hmm.
Central or General Medicare come in.
Okay.
So I was covered.
Okay. What about before that? Do you know what would have happened if you retired? Would you still have been covered?
Oh, no.
Do you know anyone?
No. I don't know if I had been, went on pension, mm-hmm. if I was a pensionable age. Oh, yes, I would have.
Then you, okay.
Yeah, you'd have been covered. You'd have been paying it. You'd still pay it.
What if a minor died, his family? Would they have been covered, do you know? Was there anything with the union organized to cover the family?
During that period?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
But I can tell you one thing now. Mm-hmm. This happened back in 36.
Okay.
36, 33. 33, I believe. But I happened, going through stuff over there at the museum, I come across this pamphlet for him. Well, there was a woman in reserve. Her husband was killed mm-hmm. in the mine. And the company paid her off $50. And that's all she got, compensation.
Wow.
From her husband losing his life in the mine. And I think that was 1933. It was in the 30s anyway.
And then she was just left on her own?
She was left on her own.
Wow. That's crazy.
So what? apparently, she didn't. She were, and I don't see. She could have been covered by medicine though. After that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that worked.
Maybe it depended on the doctor.
Pardon?
It might have depended on the doctor.
Oh, I don't think they were, those fellas were looking. Not unless they were getting paid some way.
Really?
You'd either pay them, mm-hmm. or you were paying a check off. See what a lot of people did. Well, not a lot of people, but some people kept paying so much a week right to the doctor.
Even with the checkoff?
No, that is after, okay. Like if I was leaving the mines or something okay. like that, they'd do that.
Oh.
I know of people that have went up to the office, you know, maybe once a month or something and pay them whatever the miners were paying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So people who didn't work in the mine?
Oh no, these were former miners that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now, maybe other people did it too, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I know of people that did that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
How did you feel the quality of care was for you compared with someone who didn't have a prepaid service? So someone who had to pay the $2 every time, do you feel like
well,
you had better?
I think would be the same.
Think the same?
I don't think there'd be any difference.
Do you think it was more accessible for you? Maybe just because...
Well, because I was paying every week, certainly. I think I don't think the doctor would have any preference over me than mm-hmm. he would have someone else.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, but do you think you would have sought medical attention more readily than someone who... No.
No, the people in the hospitals are very considerate, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. So if someone wouldn't have had the money to pay for...
Well,
medical
I don't
services.
Think they'd send you home.
You don't think they'd send
I
you
don't
home?
Think. No, I don't think. I don't know of any cases where they did. I mean, I never heard of it.
Were there many people in the community that didn't work for the mine?
Oh, yeah. Sure, there was quite a few.
And they must have seen the same doctor, didn't
well,
they?
Well, they would have to have some sort of mm-hmm. medical coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to either pay the doctor and pay the hospital or whatever. I don't know how they worked it.
Okay. What happened to the checkoff once Medicare did come in? Do you know, was there still some fee checked off for private insurance? When you were still working in the mine in the 50s, did you pay a private insurance fee also? Or
no, I never paid anything but the checkoff. But
okay.
I was out of the mines.
Before?
There was a short period there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got out in 58. That's
yeah,
when
so
I got
there
out.
Was
so
10 years.
Was, now, what happened in that period, I really don't know.
Okay.
But I know I never had any problem with coverage. I never paid anything myself.
What about for medications? Were they covered
also?
Oh,
you always paid that.
So you paid that yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There was no drug plan.
No drug plan.
No.
So was there ever a drug plan while you were covered?
Not while in the checkoff. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
You could probably pay into an insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not with the checkoff. What about other services? Say have pulling teeth, kind of more dentist like services. Did you ever?
Doctors pull teeth.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. But the doctors pulled my teeth when I was a boy in New Brunswick. You know, there was
no dentist.
Well, there was probably, I don't know if there was a dentist in Minto at that time. But they came in later, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this was in the 30s.
Did you ever have, I'm sorry.
20s and 30s, that's what I'm talking when I got mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was in New Brunswick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, I never had any, well, I had coverage then, so I don't know. And I wasn't a doctor for my teeth. I was dentist here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you paid them.
Mm-hmm.
There was no check off there.
Did you ever have any difficulties with the system?
Difficulty?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No problems with any of the doctors or with the hospitals?
No.
Well, that's good.
Oh, no, there were, as far as I'm concerned, it was, that's what I tell tourists. They think that Medicare started in the 50s, you know, but I tell them different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It started much before.
Yeah.
Do you know if any of the other tradesmen used a similar system? Did the steel workers also have a checkoff?
Oh, they had a checkoff, don't they?
Okay. Did they start, do you know when that started?
Well, I would think it would be around the same time because we were pretty well all up against it, you know, before my time. But I think they all got together. I'm not saying it happened the same year, but it would be in you know.
Mm-hmm. How accessible was the doctor? How accessible was the doctor when you called them? Were they able to come straight away most of the time?
Yeah.
You didn't have to wait
to
very long?
Still in those years.
Yeah. Did you ever have to go into the office to see them?
Oh, yeah, I mostly went to the office. Very seldom. I don't think he ever come to see me.
Okay.
When I was a boy in New Brunswick, but not
here.
When I was in jail, no.
And did you have to wait a long time when you went in to see him?
Not as long as you wait today.
Oh, yeah. No. Not as long.
No, because the doctors didn't have as many patients as they have today.
Do you know around how many patients each doctor had?
Pardon?
Would you have any idea what kind of population a doctor would cover? What numbers?
Families.
Mm-hmm.
100 or so, 150.
Okay.
And I've known them in some places where they were down 40.
Really? Wow.
Small place.
That's not very many.
Now that's going back. I read this. I'm not aware of this. Only what I read. Probably in a place like Birch Grove or somewhere. You know, there are more airport, Marion and Tower Road in those places.
Mm-hmm.
There was a doctor would probably have 40 or 50 patients.
Wow. Do you know back in the 1880s when the checkoff started? Have you heard at all about what kind of sparked it, what inspired it to become the unions?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they were. I mean, as far as the owners went, they didn't care.
No.
No. No. Even, I know of a strike that took place here. In the 20s,
mm-hmm.
1920s, they were all against us, government, everybody, even our own clergy.
Really?
Because at that time you were paying checkoff, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And if you were on strike, they weren't getting any money.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been known to get up in the pulpit and advise the miners to go back and take this cut so they can get their money.
Wow.
Clergy. That happened here in Grace Bay.
In the 1920s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I see here you have church dues checked off.
Yeah.
Was that a mandatory one?
It was and it wasn't, but I pretty well, yes.
Pretty well was.
Yeah.
What about, was the doctor in the hospital check off?
Oh, that was mandatory.
That was mandatory.
Oh, yeah, you paid that. That was part of your getting hired on.
Really? And was it always that way?
Well, as far as I know.
Okay. In other communities, do you know if it was also mandatory?
In
mines?
In Cay Breton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was the same in Cay Breton. We were all under the same union, and everybody was the same.
Do you know if, for a doctor to become part of the checkoff, was there any kind of system that they had to go through, or could they just come to the community when a new doctor came?
Well, if he had the credentials. And the people were short of a doctor, and like I said, they advertised for one.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And there wasn't a minimum number of patients that they needed to be on the checkoff, was there?
Well, like I said, some of them had 40.
Yeah, so probably not then. Okay. Is there anything that you would have changed with the system, specifically relating to the doctor and hospital
at that time?
Fees?
Well, with the, what they had to work with, there was not too much else they could do. No.
You thought it was pretty good?
I think we got satisfactory service from both doctor and hospital.
Really?
That's what I think.
Is there anything that we can learn now with the advent of healthcare reform that we could learn from the checkoff? Is there anything that we can take from it? Or
we have better coverage of the money. That's the whole problem with Medicare today. And the right people are not looking after the money. Now, just they're going to give us a whole lot of money, but who knows where it's going? You know, that's what I mean.
Make it more.
They should be more accountable. That's the only thing wrong with Medicare. They got the money. They're not spending the right way. That's my opinion. You asked me.
No. I think you're absolutely right. I think that's it, really. Is there anything else that you feel is important that I haven't asked you?
In regards to healthcare?
And the checkoff. Or anything.
No, I don't think. I think we've covered that.
Quite well.
I mean, you can go back to years and years when Peoria had it. The things that miners went through and the like of that. But, I mean, we all know that. That's history, you know.
Do you feel, this is a question I haven't asked anybody, but back in the early 1900s, when there was a lot of outbreaks of diphtheria and other different diseases, do you feel that because you had this coverage that the miners were somehow better off, that you were able to deal with these things a bit better?
Probably, yes, because people that weren't under this coverage, they would be they wouldn't necessarily go see a doctor because of the money involvement. Yes, I think we were better off.
That's good. And was there ever any?
No, I'm talking poorer people.
Yes.
I mean, people that had it. Well, they got the doctors anyway, but the people that
didn't, who weren't able to afford healthcare.
Yeah.
Were miners always in favor of the checkoff? When you had the different unions kind of fighting together, were they always both in favor of having a checkoff for healthcare?
Well, I would have thought so. I wasn't involved in that.
Okay.
But definitely, we didn't even have that when I came to Cape from left New Brunswick. You paid doctor when you went to see him. And I definitely was would much rather have a checkoff, because I knew that I could go see a doctor no matter if I had a dollar in my pocket or not, you know.
So when you first came to Nova Scotia, were you surprised by the way it worked?
I was, yeah.
But you liked it?
I was young, I was healthy, and I never had too much involvement in doctors. But a married man with a family, yes, checkoff was... I mean, there's people even today, if they didn't have Medicare, wouldn't see a doctor because they couldn't afford it.
Would you pay the same fee if you were married or if you were single or if you had children? Would everybody pay the same? Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think it was 40 cents.
No matter what?
Yeah, yeah. Because I wasn't married when that one was on. That was just, I was married in June that year. So I paid the same.
Did you meet your wife in Glace Bay?
Pardon?
Did you meet your wife in Glace Bay?
Yes. Yeah. But she died when she was only 42, my first wife.
Oh, really?
She died of cancer. And my second wife died with pancreatic cancer.
Really?
She died last December.
I'm sorry about that.
She was a nurse. She's a picture over there.
Oh, really?
Over on the little table over
there.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah.
Oh. Where did she do her training?
Well, she trained in Waterford in Glace Bay.
At the hospitals there?
Pardon?
At the hospital school there?
Yes. And she was a teacher. She went to Down, got her degree. And she was head teacher in Glace Bay General until it closed. And then she became in service education.
Okay.
And in between that, she set up that program in the old vocational school for CNAs.
Okay.
She was the instigator of setting that up.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you worked in the mine, did she work in the hospital?
Oh, no. This is my second wife.
Oh, this is your second wife. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes.
No, I was farming then.
Oh, okay.
I started a poultry farm.
Did you?
A lot of tourists ask me. See, I spent 25 years in the mine,
mm-hmm.
but I was only 13 when I started, so mm-hmm. I was only 38 when I got out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had three children at that time, and things were pretty tough. And I had a few vegetables. I had a little garden there, and I always wanted to use hens. Ever since a boy, I wanted to get into the hens.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I'm going to try and raise hens. Didn't know much about them. But I went and I bought 300.
300?
Day-old chickens. I took them home. But you know, a week later, I had to go back and get 300 more.
Oh, no.
Third time I goes back for these 300 chickens, the guy there said, look, for that little farm you're starting, I think you're building it up kind of fast. I said, you know, I think I'm doing something wrong. I'm either planting too deep or too far apart. That's what I tell the tourists when they ask me, you know, I'm pretty bigger than that. But that's what I went into.
Oh.
And I was in that business 17 years, poultry business. And the only reason I got out of that, the government, they stepped in and brought in marketing boards.
Hmm.
For every farmer, poultry, dairy, whole business. So that helped the big fellas,
mm-hmm.
but it ruined the little ones, so we were forced out.
Oh no.
And after that, I got work at the heavy water plant here in Glace Bay. This is where we made heavy water to cool reactors. And I spent 10 years there. And when I became 65, I had to retire. So I was home for a year, year and a half, and they were looking for mine guides at the museum. And I've been there ever since. This is my 17th year at the museum.
Really? Do you enjoy it?
Pardon?
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, it's the only thing that keeps me going, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to going back there.
It's a great museum.
And I'm only 83 yet.
Mm-hmm. I went down into the mine with Sheldon.
Oh yeah, Sheldon McNeil.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Abby Mahalik was there too, and
okay.
they showed me around.
Yeah.
It's a very nice display you have. I think it's
It's
a great thing for everyone to come and see when they come to Cape Breton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, we get a lot of tourists on the side.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
I've been out a few times this winter. I had a bunch of government people in the other night, last week.
Really?
But
you have to go
cold.
Out today, do you?
It was cold. Well, it's only an interview today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's something that they're going to do some things at the museum, remodel it.
Okay.
And they want some input on some of the stuff there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, I've done a few interviews.
Yeah. I actually read...
It's been about mining, you know, mm-hmm. actual mining.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much on a specific subject, but
mm-hmm.
general.
Did you like working in the mine?
I don't regret the years I spent working in the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is the lack of education.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of the mine, that's when I wished I had more education.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a manager certificate.
Do you?
I went to night school during my years in the mines, but
wow.
never done me any good. I was on the wrong side of politics and the wrong religion. Yeah.
Sorry. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, dear.
How has the weather been here?
Gosh, it was a rough winter. Rough winter.
Was it? After us. Great, so I just started recording there. And if you want to just